813-810 at you. How are you?
How's it going, 810? Paige, Chad here again. Doing well. Yourself?
Man, pretty good, Chad. Can't complain too much. Had a bunch of running around to do, and now I get to go home and go to bed before I got to go back to work tonight.
I hear that. Where about did you say you worked at again? I think you told me once, but I don't remember.
I do overnights at a hotel.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a paycheck, you know. I was out vehicle shopping today. I'm trying to get rid of this thing that I'm driving, try to get out from under these payments, and went to look at a vehicle, and I was all excited to buy it, and I went to the pre-inspection on it, and it potentially has an oil pressure problem. So I'm like, gosh, nab it.
Roger that. Yeah, they wouldn't fix it, or they would fix it, or you would have to pay for it, or what did they say?
I took it to Firestone for the pre-purchase inspection, and they're the ones that pointed that out to me, that they don't even know for sure what it is. All they know is that the oil light is on the dashboard and that there's plenty of oil in it, so they're suspecting that it's the oil pressure something or another, and if that goes, it's the whole engine replacement. So, yeah, I don't know that I want to get my hands into all that.
I hear you there on that one. And it's probably just going to keep looking, and you'll eventually probably find something eventually, sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I was ready to buy that thing today, too. It's an older minivan, but it's in really good condition overall. It's got a little bit of rust, but the interior is mint, and steering, suspension, transmission, all that stuff, it's tight. So, the only thing you really needed, which didn't surprise me, was like brakes and shocks. But everything else was good, you know, a couple miscellaneous things. But yeah, I was ready to buy it until they told me that.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. Sorry it didn't go as good as planned there. But yeah, so you're just out driving right now, you said, in traffic?
Stuck at a railroad crossing, finally got through that, and cruising on my way down the road, headed back to the home there.
Hey, copy that. All right, man, well, you take it easy and have a good rest of your day or whatever, and get your rest or whatever, so before you go into work tonight, and definitely good talking to you again, man. We'll definitely do it again. But until then, you take it easy, and you have a good one. And this will be WSBM 993 clear in your file.
All righty there, 993 Chad. Always a pleasure. And you have yourself a wonderful day. If you go out, make sure you're safe, because, as you know, a lot of people in Michigan don't know how to drive in this stuff. Have yourself a wonderful one until we do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.